Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has said he is willing to sit across the table with those who have been misled, who have been led astray in Balochistan, as he pledged to deliver social and economic justice to the people of the province, which has been trapped in a spiral of deadly violence since 2006. "We must strive to win back the people who were misled by terrorists onto the wrong track. If there are any grievances, they should be resolved through dialogue in the spirit of brotherhood," he said, referring to chronic concerns in the dirt-poor province that have been exploited by Baloch terrorist groups to promote their violent narrative. The Prime Minister was addressing a grand jirga in Kuwata on Saturday, which brought together tribal elders, lawmakers and key stakeholders for consultations focused on security and development. Field Marshal Chief of Army Staff Syed Asim Munir, Balochistan's Acting Governor Abdul Khali Khatsaksai, Chief Minister Mir Sarfraz Bugti and high-ranking military and civil officials were also present. Expressing gratitude for the warm welcome he received, the Prime Minister described Balochistan as a beautiful province of brave people in the heart of Pakistan. Terrorist violence has surged in recent months, which civil and military officials have attributed to Indian interference. The bloodthirsty terrorists, who are against the progress and prosperity of Pakistan, are carrying out heinous acts of terrorism at the behest of foreign elements, the Premier said, alluding to India. "They must be stopped. We all must defeat their nefarious designs. If there are shortcomings in our response, these could be addressed with your guidance," he told the jirga participants. He reiterated that all provinces are like brothers and will equally share the resources of the country, adding that the federal government was allocating 70 billion rupees for a solarization project in Balochistan. Similarly, 150 billion rupees will be directed towards the construction of the N25 highway, commonly referred to as the Bloody Highway due to its perilous condition. The funds will be drawn from the amount being saved after the drop in international petroleum prices. The Prime Minister further announced that 1,000 billion rupees will be allocated to the Public Sector Development Program, PSDP, this year, with 25% or 250 rupee billion earmarked for Balochistan. He assured that every penny of the share, which he termed the right of the people of Balochistan, would be spent transparently for the province's progress and prosperity. The Prime Minister also recalled that Punjab had agreed to give part of its share from the National Finance Commission, NFC, award to Balochistan in view of its development needs, as the province is the largest in terms of area. In today's value, the funds diverted to Balochistan amount to 160 billion rupees, he explained.